All right, time for Money in the Morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Looks like weather's not, or winter's not quite done with us yet.
No, and you know, I was saying this earlier. You know, even once we get to spring, it's still going to be cold. I want to skip ahead to summer, but
so I suppose about this time of year when the pitchers and catchers report, we start talking about spring training. And I look outside, I'm like, how are we ever playing baseball in April? Like,
I'll tell you what, last week I went to the beach just to look at all the ice about a week ago, and it's incredible. I went up to the Fort Gratiot County Park, and it's just completely frozen over.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It's something to see, and I was thinking, how is it that 6 months from now we're going to be swimming out there? We're going to be laying on the beach getting a tan.
Well, they just had guys jumping in the river over the weekend, right?
I know.
They had the polar plunge going on. I heard the sheriff in here talking about that the other day.
Yeah, just a little too chilly. So just as the weather is volatile, the markets are volatile from time to time. That's what we've been talking about the last few weeks, about how you react to market volatility when you're young and you're still many, many years away from retirement. And then when you're a little older and getting closer to retirement. And today we're going to focus on what do you do when the market is moving up and down and like a roller coaster when you're already in retirement.
Yeah, so you know it's different depending on where you are in your stage of retirement planning. And for those folks that are already retired that are living off of their nest egg, you know it's a whole different ballgame. So that's why you know we decided to kind of talk about this in segments. And for those retired people, you know, for years leading up to last year, we really didn't have a lot of volatility. You know, the market was abnormally calm.
Yeah.
We did have some ups and downs, which we always do, but for the most part, the market kind of just continued to grow without any kind of disruption. But then in the fall of last year, we really started to see a spike in the volatility, and we had bigger swings on the up and the down, so the volatility really returned. And I think that's one of the things that's really more the norm than it is, you know, the exception. So historically, the market volatility is kind of like we've been seeing. And maybe we got lulled to sleep a little bit with the nice calmness that we've had for years. But the volatility seems to be back, and it's one of those things that for even the most savviest and seasoned investors, they start to think about, you know, what should I be doing with my portfolio? What should I do now? How will the markets impact the money that I'm living on? Especially those that are out there that are retired and you know, they've spent decades planning for retirement, accumulating dollars for retirement, and all of a sudden we're here. And now we're starting to see some massive fluctuations in the values.
Yeah. So what do you do with your retirement fund if you see it beginning to shrink?
Well, you know, it's natural to kind of be concerned about it. I don't think there's anything that would say that you shouldn't be concerned about it and want to take a step back and kind of just take a look at what you need to do next. I think the first thing you want to do is kind of look at your withdrawal strategy. You know, if you have a nest egg that you're spending money out of on a monthly basis or quarterly basis or however you're doing your withdrawals, you know, maybe it's time to take a look at that withdrawal strategy and just take a look and revisit the amount of money that you're spending. You know, a lot of times people use a withdrawal strategy that's based on a percentage of their value. So as an example, if you're using a 4% withdrawal strategy and you had $1 million portfolio, well, $1 million portfolio, 4% withdrawal strategy is $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
If we see that portfolio drop in value and all of a sudden we have an $850,000 portfolio, same 4% withdrawal strategy, all of a sudden now we're talking about $34,000 a year. So that's a $6,000 decline, right? So now we have to figure out a way to drop that withdrawal strategy by $500 a month. And so withdrawal strategies are meant to be flexible, both to the upside and the downside. And sometimes those ones to the downside are a little bit harder to get across. But, you know, one of the things I talk to clients about is on the years where the market's good, maybe that's the year that you take a more extravagant vacation than you're used to. And the years where we have a downturn, maybe that's a year we took a, maybe cut back on some of those discretionary expenses. Maybe we take a much smaller vacation, or maybe that's a year we actually skip a vacation. Mm-hmm. So we have to be a little bit flexible because we can't control the market. We can't control the ups and downs, but we can control how much we're withdrawing from the portfolio.
We spend so much time focusing on saving for retirement. We kind of forget sometimes to think about how long retirement is going to be. I mean, once you get there, you want to have a few good years, a lot of good years ahead of you to be able to withdraw money.
Yeah, and that's one of those things I think people, you know, as we continue to live longer, that's something you and I talk about a lot, that retirement becomes longer and longer and longer. You know, I had an uncle that worked for General Motors, and that was back in the old days of the 30 and out.
Yep.
And he started working there when he was 20, and he retired when he was 50. Well, if you retire when you're 50 and you live to your 80, well, there's a 30-year retirement period.
Yeah.
So we get kind of wrapped up in that 30 years of working, but then we have to fast forward now to think about 30 years of being retired.
Right.
And it's important that we make sure we're working to ensure that that retirement nest egg can last through that entire period. So we spend decades preparing and saving for retirement, but we have to know that we're going to spend decades in retirement as well.
Yeah, so you don't want to take any unnecessary chances when you get there.
Yeah, so that's one of those things we kind of talk about a little bit about how much money we should have in the stock market. And there's no right or wrong answer. There's no perfect formula for what that should be. But certainly when you're in the retirement phase, taking unnecessary risk in the market is probably something that's not something that you want to do. But on the flip side of that, you know, we have this a danger of going the exact opposite direction and say, well, now I'm retired, I can't take any risk.
Yeah.
I've got to stick it all in the fixed account, right, and I can't afford any risk, because there's a risk of that as well, which is losing purchasing power and not being able to keep pace with inflation and those types of things. So we want to make sure that, yes, we're more on the conservative side, but we can't stick our head in the sand and just go completely out of the market, because we still need some element of growth. It's just a matter of figuring out what that should be and what it should look like.
Yeah, exactly. You want to, because we said, you know, when the stock market is down, that's a buying opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buy low, sell high.
Buy low, sell high. And, you know, when you are looking at your portfolio, when you're in the retirement years, because, again, we're talking about fluctuations for those out there listening that are retired, you know, one of the things we can think about doing is looking at that portion of the portfolio that we have in the stock market and maybe think about what kind of stocks we have in there, because the stock market is a very broad, you know, area to think about. But if we drill it down and say, what if we just look at high quality blue chip companies, you know, it's more stable, although it's in the stock market. Typically, your larger companies, you know, your dividend paying large companies tend to be a little bit more stable than, say, your aggressive growth companies, your mid caps and your small caps and your international companies. Not that we shouldn't have any of those, but maybe we want to shrink our exposure to those more aggressive pieces of the market and expand our exposure to the safer, more stable parts of the market. So those are the kinds of things you can do when you think about how I can transition my portfolio into retirement. Another thing is, you think about those big blue chip dividend paying companies, is that dividend income can be a nice supplement to your retirement income as well. You know, if we're able to pull off a 2 to 3% dividend from some of those stocks, that can be a good supplement to your retirement income. So there's different things you can do, and there's different things that you should do. It's a matter of just figuring out what's best for you.
Right, exactly. And that's something that you should talk to your financial planner about. The nice thing is that no matter what stage of work or retirement you're in, whether you're a young investor, getting close to retirement, or in retirement, you can handle all those questions, right?
Yeah, you want to be able to make sure that you're able to custom make a financial plan for the goals that you have in front of you. And the younger you are, the more aggressive you can be with that plan. The more, you know, the older you're getting, the more, you know, conservative we probably need to be. And it's just a matter of figuring out what works for you.
All right. And if somebody wants to get a hold of Dave Betts, what's the best way to do that?
Our office is located right downtown Port Huron. I can be reached at 987-5370. My office is at 527 Huron Avenue, right downtown.
All right. Very good, Dave. Have a good week. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Paul.
Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial with us on WPHM Money in the Morning.